in the first place. I've spent close to 30 years studying, researching, and talking to people about doubt. Most of the time, I carry on an internal dialogue with myself in an attempt to understand this phenomenon that has been such a big part of my life. I've often wondered, why do we doubt anyway? Where does this tendency to doubt come from? Original doubt. Perhaps a good place to find an answer would be to start in the beginning. In the beginning, before the fall of humankind, it was doubt that played a key role in Eve believing the serpent's lie over the truth of God. In Genesis 3:1, the serpent said to Eve, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" At this point in the story, Eve and possibly Adam had a decision to make. They had to decide whether they would trust in what God said about eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or if they would believe what Satan said about God's supposed dietary boundaries. Before Satan arrived on the scene, Adam and Eve appeared perfectly agreeable to eating from all the other trees in the garden, except from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is not clear how long they continued to obey God in this way, but eventually they caved in to the lies of the devil. If we look closely at the history of original doubt with Adam and Eve, we can extract some very critical information. Although their doubt originated from an outside source, it appears that Adam and Eve had the pre-installed rational faculties to engage in doubt. At one point, they found themselves between belief in God and belief in Satan. They had to choose whom they would trust. It seems this ability to ask questions mentally or verbally was placed inside of unfallen man and woman. The DNA of doubt. Too many times we see doubt only as something sinful to be avoided. But theoretically and practically, doubt is not in and of itself necessarily a sinful activity. The capacity to doubt may be seen as a gift from God from the very beginning and a necessary part of human free will. The problem with human reasoning occurs when we attempt to use this rationalistic impulse to determine what is right and wrong independently from God's truth. Two of Scripture's most famous gardens, Eden and Gethsemane, offer pictures of both the healthy and unhealthy effects of doubt. Doubt drove Adam and Eve to believe in Satan's lie in the Garden of Eden. But in Gethsemane, doubt drove Jesus Christ to lean into the Father's will when Christ prayed to remove the cup of suffering three times. There are times when doubt can lead us to sin, when it produces rebellion and unbelief. For this reason, the Bible does not encourage people to remain in a state of doubt. But just as described, the restlessness of doubt can spur creativity and even deeper faith. As Frederick Buechner put it, if you don't have doubts, you're either kidding yourself or asleep. Doubts are the ants in the pants of faith. They keep it awake and moving. The difference seems to be what people do when they find themselves covered with ants, or, to go back to our original analogy, on the slippery ice of doubt. Some cooperate with the slipperiness in such a way that will allow doubt to slide them farther from God. Others cooperate in such a way that they slide closer to God. It was my misunderstanding the nature of doubt that led me into a multiplicity of errors, but it was also my misunderstanding of faith. I viewed faith as a state of mind where one could achieve absolute certainty about God, the Bible, and salvation. Growing up in the church, I often heard preachers use the phrase, "You've got to know that you know that you know." In other words, you had to be 100% certain that if you died right now, you would go to heaven. And if you were not 100% certain, then you were quite certainly going to hell. Now, the solution to this existential quagmire was to pray the sinner's prayer and really mean it this time, or in a dramatic symbolic gesture, to pick up a nail and drive it into the wooden cross at the front of the altar, or to pray the sinner's prayer over and over again, just to be sure. All of these techniques were designed